Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Well, only do it, he said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it, I ask you will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out, it's only his grace. Well, only do it, he said he would. So I trust him at all times.
I'm about to lose it again, I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side.
So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life.
And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life.
Sleep at night. Only do it, I ask you will. This is Pastor Brenda Spann coming to you from the Now Network broadcast. It's truly an honor. I'm excited today for the word that's going to go forth. Today we're going to come from the book of Proverbs, the third chapter, verse 5 through 7. We're going to talk about trusting in God today. I think this is a big thing in the body of Christ, that a lot of time that we put our trust in so many different things. And God today really wants us just to trust Him. We put our trust into finances. We put our trust into jobs. We put our trust into relationships. We put our trust in so many other things. And God just simply wants us to trust Him. I truly believe that if we just trust God, we can trust God, and we was in a dark room, or we was in a dark city, and we can say, God, just take my hand, Lord, take my hand. Because why? Because He is a God that directs your footsteps. He can lead you in a dark place today. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but God can lead you in a dark place. He can lead you even if you're blind to a situation. Oh, hallelujah. God can lead you in a dark place. All you have to do is say, Lord, I trust you. Oh, many may be going through some things today, but all you need is simply say, Lord, I trust you. I trust you when I can't even see at the end of the road. I trust you when I can't even see what may be come out of this situation. But Lord, I trust you. Why? I'm trusting that, Lord, you're going to work all these things out on my behalf. Oh, hallelujah. God, He knows what's good for you. We don't know what's good for us. Only God knows. Oh, hallelujah. Many times that we ask God for certain things, and we don't know at the end of the road that thing may cause us pain, may cause us doubt, may cause us all different stress, worry. But God, thank God that He directs our footsteps. Oh, hallelujah. I don't want to walk down any road unless God has ordained me to walk down. Oh, that's a word for someone today. I'm excited. I'm so excited. The Lord gave me the word about trusting. Trusting. We have to trust God. There's simply no but. One of the things told me this week, I was dealing with a situation, and I told her, you know, I trust God, but what if this does not happen the way I want? So she said, no. Take the what if out. She said, just trust God, Brenda. And I'm telling you today, those that may be listening, take the if out. But trust God. Just say, Lord, I just trust you, God. Forget about the what if. Lord, I trust you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We're going to talk about trust today. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, giving you honor, giving you glory, thanking you and praising you for the mighty God you are. We thank you that you are our great shepherd. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you know all about us today, God. Lord, we thank you that you listen to the prayers of the righteous, God. Lord, we thank you. Lord, those who are listening today, God, though they may be going through some things, Lord, we ask that you look upon their needs today, God. We ask that you touch them, that you give them peace, oh God, today, Lord. Peace from their worries, oh God. Peace from their oppression today, God. We ask that you give them peace. Lord, we thank you for the word that's going to move forward. We thank that the word will fall on good soil today, God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Trusting in God. How many of you today, I know you can't respond to the Bible, how many of you out there have a problem in trusting in God? Many, many people in the Bible had problems of trusting in God. Jesus said that he could not do a lot of miracles of healing in his own town because many did not believe who he was. Many did not believe who he was. And because of that, God cannot perform miracles. Only God wants us to do today, saints. And I'm going to say this many times, is to trust in him. Proverbs 3 and 4 and 5, I'm going to read from the King James Version, and then I'm going to read from the NIV Version. It says in verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Now the NIV Version says it this way. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. You know, as I was pondering on this verse today, I was thinking about a lot of the prophets and things that God had did in the Bible. I was saying, you know, when God told the Israelites to go up and to possess Jericho, you know, I'm pretty sure they did not understand why they had to march around of Jericho for 7 days, and then on the last day, 7 days, and they shout. I'm pretty sure they did not understand what God was doing, but they trusted God. They trusted that they was going to go in and possess the land. They trusted God in spite of, you know, they probably thought that they were going to go in and possess the land a certain way or just take it by force and, you know, fight with all type of swords and just go and just plunge into Jericho. But God said, no. He said, I want you to do it my way. And I don't know who I'm speaking to today, but God wants you to do it his way. You see, we've been doing things our way, but God said to do it his way now. He said, trust me and see where I stand and fight your battle. Oh, hallelujah. Many times, we want to do it our way. But God said, no, honey, just do it my way. And he said, because my way is the right way. Okay? And so I was thinking about Esther. When they were going to go up and kill off all the Hebrew children, and then Esther said, no, we must stand and we must pray and we must fast, okay? And so I'm pretty sure they didn't know what God was doing. They didn't know. They really didn't know. But they knew that because of this situation, our position is to pray as a fact. And I'm telling you today, your position is, oh, hallelujah. Your position is to pray and fast. That is our position. Not to try to figure out what God is doing and how God is going to work it out for us, but to pray and to fast. Oh, hallelujah. I'm pretty sure when they came up and they conquered and they fought and they won battles, I'm pretty sure they didn't go into the battle expecting. A lot of times, they didn't go into expecting to win. But they trust God and they follow the instruction that God had gave them. And because they followed the instruction, they won the battle. And I'm telling you today, whatever battle that's trying to come up against you, whatever fiery darts the enemy is throwing at you today, just trust God and just be obedient and just do what he tells you to do. Oh, hallelujah. And so it starts off to say that trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Trust. Again, I say that we put our trust in so many other things. We put our trust in so much, finances, our job, and different things. But God wants us to trust him. God wants us to trust him with our life. He wants us to trust him with our kids. He wants to trust us with our health. Many times, you know, we stress and we worry about our kids. It's because we're not trusting God. I remember the prodigal son, you know, he had to be stripped from everything before he came to himself. We as a mother and as a father, we as parents have to stop playing God with our children. Sometimes we got to allow God to strip everything from them in order for them to come to themselves. If we keep saving our children, is that really trusting that God is going to work everything out on our behalf, on our child's behalf? Oh, hallelujah. Our position is to what? Pray and fast. And it says to trust in the Lord. What Lord are you trusting in today? Are you trusting in the Lord of your finances? Are you trusting in the Lord of your jewels or your spouse? We have to put the Lord in the right perspective. The Lord that we trust in. The Lord that we trust in is the great I Am. The Lord that we trust in is Jehovah Jireh. He's the one that puts food on your table. The Lord that we trust in is not of this world. Oh, I have to say it again. The Lord that we trust in is not in this world. The Lord that we trust in is spiritual. We trust in Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, bless his name. It says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. Trust in the heart, and trust in the Lord with all our heart. You know, the Bible says that we should love the Lord with all our heart, mind, and soul. But here it's saying that we should trust in the Lord with all our heart, the Lord that rules and governs our lives, saints. The Lord that is our King, the Lord that is our Savior, the one that comes and quiet every storm in our life, that comes and, you know, that every storm that tried to come up against us, that tried to come and try us, he is the Lord that we serve. And it says to trust in the Lord with all our heart. It says in our heart and not in our mind here. It says to trust. It says to love the Lord with all our mind. But it says to trust the Lord with our heart. Why? Here, because trusting in God. You cannot trust in God with your mind. Because guess what? Our mind will fool us, saints. Our mind, the Bible says in James 1:8 that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, and expect nothing from the Lord. So we cannot trust in the Lord with our minds, but with our heart. The Bible says, oh, hallelujah. There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is destruction. What? Our ways are the ends of destruction, but God's ways is a God of the ways of life. Yes. Oh, hallelujah. It's saying, lean not unto thy own understanding. You know, our understanding, you know, this tells us that certain things should be done a certain way. But don't you know that our ways are not God's ways? And our thoughts and plans and timing is not the way God's timing is. God moves when he is ready, saints. He moves when he's ready. We can get impatient, but God is not going to make God move any faster. Why? Because God controls all things. I mean, he controls all things. Our position is, again, to pray and stand. And watch. Lean not unto our own understanding. The Bible says that a righteous man's step is ordered by the Lord. That's in Psalms 37 and 23. The Bible says that the Lord watches over the righteous. In 2 Peter 2:9, it says that the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. Psalm 34 and 15 says that the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous and his ears are open unto their cry. God hears your prayers. He hears your cry. Our position, again, is to stand fast and see the salvation of the Lord. See that God will go before you and make every crooked road straight. God will go before you and fight every battle. When you get to your destination, that battle that you are going to fight has already been won. I don't know who I'm talking to you. When you go down that crooked road, when you go down the crooked road is no longer going to be crooked because God is going to make it straight. When you get home, that God is going to get, when you think that you may be going to a house that's full of chaos, when you get home, it's going to be peace. God is going to go before you and fight your battle. And it says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. God shall direct your path. God shall direct your path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Oh, my goodness. You know, we think that we have so much wisdom. Then we have all the wisdom. But no, God's wisdom is above all wisdom. Oh, hallelujah. Now you got to keep me up in prayer because I've been going through a little cold or something. Every time that I get on the blog, it seems like the enemy tries to attack me. But I plead the blood right now on this broadcast, on this blog. I trust in God. I thank God that Pastor E gave me this platform to be able to share the word of God with you. I trust God. It seems when I get on to minister, I know I had been coming up, came down with a cold and different vision of the weather, but I realized that this is an attack from the enemy. And now, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that you're covering this broadcast right now. Why? These are your people, God. This is your word, oh God. We thank you right now that this word will go forth every week without the distraction of the attack of the enemy. I don't know who I'm speaking to today. Every time you move forward, the enemy tries to push you back. I decree victory in the name of Jesus. I decree victory on everything. My lungs, oh hallelujah, has to line up with the word of God. That means it has to function the way God said it was going to function. And when I speak the word, I would speak the word with clarity without any interruptions of the attack of the enemy. Oh, hallelujah. Bless his name. Bless his name. I have to give praise to praise who praise is due. And that is to God. Because this is God's word and this is his broadcast. Lord, we thank you that we are trusting in you today. We thank you that we are healed from every cold, every sinus attack, every congested thing that may be going in on our bodies today. Many may be going through some things and may be going through the same thing that's been attacking my body lately. God, I thank you right now for healing. I thank you right now. And I give you praise and I give you glory. And I thank you that this word for trusting you, God, will continue to move forward, continue to be sown all to your people. Lord, we thank you, and we give you praise, and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Oh, ha! You see? mama. You already know though. Check it out. Hey.
They wanna ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you. I'ma be loving you. Now everybody that's up in here, throw your breath up so it's clear. I'ma be loving you.
Everybody that's up in here, just throw your breath up so it's clear.